Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Monica Collison, President and CEO of Union Mutual Insurance. Like you, I grew up in and still farm and ranch in our great state. Growing up in Granfield, I learned the hard work that it takes to protect the land and assets that my family built over the last 110 years. Union Mutual Insurance has been serving Oklahomans just like you for over 85 years. At Union Mutual, we focus on protecting your farm, ranch, and home, not politics. Call your local agent today or visit us on our website at unionmutualic.com.
Hey cattle producers, Superior Livestock invites you to set your sights on Sheridan, Wyoming for the Bighorn Classic, August 22nd to the 26th on Dish Network, Channel 997 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise at 7:30, the auction each morning, 8 a.m. Central Time. For more details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock's Bighorn Classic, August 22nd. To the 26th.
Cattle futures surprisingly under pressure today. We were down 47 in August at 141.27 on the August lives. We had some 142 cash trade, which is another dollar higher than what we saw last week. Down in the south, I think Texas and Oklahoma had about 1,500 head reported at 142, so pretty good there. August is winding down. October live cattle are $1.10 lower at 144.75. The December down 95 at 150.55. Feeder cattle were down $1.72 in August at 181.52. September down $1.85 at 185.27. October down $1.87 at 187.67. Midday box beef was up 27 on choice at 264.61. Select up $1.36 at 239.25. The choice select spread $25.36. Then to end the week, we've got a cattle on feed report tomorrow afternoon. The Wall Street Journal average estimates were 100.8% on feed, placements of 98.8%, and then marketings of 96.9% of last year. That report is on Friday after the close. And then on Monday, the 22nd, we've got a cold storage report. Cold storage reports typically aren't all that important because so little of it goes into cold storage. Anyway, so a lot going on here. The market today finished slightly lower.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Kristen, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Well, today's grain futures markets were mixed here. We had wheat under significant pressure. The wheat market today was down 38.5 cents in the December at 814.5 December Kansas City. So under substantial pressure here, and actually moved to new lows. There's some weather forecasted in the southern plains, which is increasing the prospects of the next year's crop as we get to planting it in the next couple of months. So it was under significant pressure, making new lows and below critical moving averages. The beans and corn, on the other hand, were in the green. We had corn up anywhere from 2 to 4 cents, and then the soybeans up 13 to 20. November's up 15 and a quarter at 14.05 and a quarter. That was 8 off the high. Cotton today down about 84 in December at 112.70, so a rare quiet day for the cotton futures market today without a whole lot of action. Currently, the Dow Jones down 69 at 33,894. The S&P is up 2. Crude oil, like October, is up $2.30 at 90 cents even. The energy markets have been selling off recently as heating oil and RBOB, which is diesel and unleaded, have come down. Today, they're slightly higher, though. September heating oil is up 3 cents at 364. The natural gas just a touch lower here today. But the energy markets overall have been getting weaker, and we're seeing that reflected at the pump.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.